Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. This is Quinn trying to recover from a cold I've had for a week and a half now. My last podcast, episode 39, I talked about some of the online platforms that you can sell on, that you can add your product to if you don't already have it there. So anyway, Jackie asked me, why wouldn't I host my own since I have a server? And that's a pretty good question. I do have a server. I have, I believe, 84 websites on my own server. Most of them, about 70 of those, are WordPress websites. The rest are some unique. Some are some scripts that I bought and changed. Some are unique. And then I have now 22 that are not on my server. 22 that are on ClickFunnels. Then I have 3 Shopify stores just to, you know, to capture some sales that do not come from any of the other platforms. And Shopify is one of the best platforms outside of the Amazon, the eBays, and all the other people's backyards, like I like to call them. So for scripts that you can use if you want to create your own store and host it yourself, I would say, and this is a personal preference, if you're going to host it yourself, go with a WordPress. Then with WordPress, you can install something like WooCommerce. You can get WooCommerce for free. Obviously, there's always upgrades. There's always stuff that you can do better. Like in everything online, there's always an upgrade, an upsell. Besides that, there's OpenCart, something that it had in the past. There's one that is, I have 2 of those, and it's a XYZ cart. So it's a script, and it's the XYZ cart. It is super complete. It has everything. I have one of those with a, what do you call it? A geographical targeting. And what's this geographical targeting is when somebody from, let's say, Canada, a city in Canada, lands on the site, they will get the page that I want to show for that location. So if the person opens up the site and they're coming from Texas, they'll get a different greeting. And it depends for wherever they are. And right now I have it set up to a bunch of cities in the States, Canada, and then only a couple other countries that have their own cities, being one of them being Portugal, and all the cities are in there, and they have different greetings depending on where the person logs in from. So sites that I've had in the past, I still have one as a PrestaShop, and I still have it, but I don't really sell from it. I just have it, I don't know, sentimental value maybe, I don't know, just because I had it back in the day. And it actually looks kind of crappy, although PrestaShop has upgraded themselves hugely. And I believe towards the end of 2016, they did some awesome upgrades. They look really good. I don't know if I mentioned it, WooCommerce I mentioned. So there's a OS Commerce, and I call it Osh Commerce. I don't know how most people will call it. All of these that I mentioned, there's always the free version. There's always the one you can get, and then they will sell you themes. They will sell you upgrades, and I guess it would be just like Shopify, right? Every app that you want, you would have to pay a monthly fee or a one-time purchase fee, that kind of stuff. There's Zen Cart, so that's just Zen Cart. I mentioned the WooCommerce. I mentioned PrestaShop. There's Uber Cart. I know about it. I know people that have it. I personally never tried it. So I cannot say if it's any good or not. All of these, the ones that I have, again, is the XYZ script. I have PrestaShop. I have one. I can't remember now what it is. Multicart. And this multicart, I'll have to put in the show notes who makes this. I know it's a multicart. It's a multi-vendor. I cannot remember who makes it now. But I'll put it on the show notes. I'll even pause this and go have a look. Just because that's one that I got many years ago. If I'm not mistaken, maybe 07. I was going to try to have a Alibaba copy. It was like an Alibaba clone at the time when they created that. Most of the sellers back in 07 didn't even know Alibaba existed yet. But these guys had a Alibaba clone, and that's the intent. My intent was to have kind of the Alibaba clone. They obviously weren't as huge as they are today, but they were definitely a big company. So I'm just going to pause it, and I'll go and I'll find out who makes this. All right, sorry about that. I figured it out, and it is iScript Multicart. It's a multi-vendor shopping cart. It is pretty elaborate. You can have you'll have your admin account. You can have your seller account. You can have several seller accounts. Other people can register as sellers. They can register as buyers. It is a very complete script, and they keep it up to date. If you get lifetime updates, you can get yearly updates, and it all depends on what you're willing to pay with this. And it's pretty cool. Have a look at it. I'm not recommending, just because personally I think now the better options are if you go with the Shopify store. Although you're not hosting it yourself, it's still, you can go get the basic $29.99 a month, and I actually believe you don't need more than that. Because the extras that you get to get the, I believe you can go up to $270 per month with the Shopify. If you want to get those extras, you can get them as apps. So everything that they do extra, you can buy third-party apps that do that for you. But I do recommend, if you're going to be outside of the eBays, outside of the Amazons, outside of the other people platforms, the other people's backyards, I would recommend Shopify, because it is just the speed of it. I don't know if you guys are very aware of how SEO works, but one of the important factors of SEO is response time of your pages. So the velocity at which your pages open has an impact on SEO on Google's eyes. So continuing to the scripts, so there are several scripts out there that can be niched down to whatever your niche is, right? And in case, let's say you have a restaurant and you're not really selling physical products, but you want to have, you're actually selling food, which is a physical product, I guess. But there are certain scripts that are designed for people that want to niche down directly to their sector, to their categories, like a restaurant, like a car dealer. For instance, I personally looked at car dealer scripts, and it wasn't for me because I don't have a car dealer. But a friend of mine from back home has a car dealer, and I looked into getting scripts for him. That's why I know a bit about these car dealer scripts, and they are done purposely for this automobile sector, because there are certain features that are needed that if you get just a general non-dealership script, you cannot capture all those details, right? So those are other, basically they're, you know, online stores or their carts, their shopping carts, right? Then there's several deal sites or deal scripts, just like Groupon, Yo Deal, that kind of stuff, that they all replicate each other. And actually, you can do searches for whatever. Let's say there's a website that you like or a store that you like, and you can search for that plus the word clone. Let's say like you wanted it you want a store that looks like eBay, you can search for eBay clone, Amazon clone, Alibaba clone. And there's always somebody out there developing these clones. There's actually a company that does them on demand. So even if it's a site that is not really famous, but you like it, they'll have a look at it, they'll register, they'll go through the site, and they can build one for you, obviously at an added cost, because this will be somewhat a unique script for you. And meanwhile, it is almost 3:30 in the morning. Okay, so I'll just mention a couple more, and then I'll call it a night. I can hear one of the babies crying. I am going to go. There is a store called the Z Store. It's from Z Script. And obviously it is a script, and this Z is Z-E-E. And for the, I can't believe I said Z. It is the Z-E-E Stores. And for the Canadians, I guess, it is Z. And one more, last but not least, something that's been around since 2001, I think, and that is Xcart. It also has the free version that you can get for, you know, for your starter sites and all that. And then there's a business plan, and it goes from $500 all the way to $6,000. So you can pick, and it's lifetime licenses, right? So this is a one-time purchase. You don't have to buy monthly or anything like that. And now the last one is ClickFunnels. So ClickFunnels, if you don't know about ClickFunnels or what ClickFunnels is, it's software that you can use. It's drag and drop, super simple, where you can create your sales funnels. And if you are selling online, you guaranteed by now you know what a sales funnel is, and you know that everybody needs a sales funnel. A sales funnel. So have a look at that one. This one, it starts at $97 per month, the ClickFunnels. Let's say, for instance, you try the 14-day trial for ClickFunnels. I'll actually have a link to it in my show notes. You can go there, and it will be an affiliate link. So if you want to buy me a coffee, that is okay with me. And so just click on the link, and you can get a 14-day free trial. You try it out for 14 days. After those 14 days, if you don't like it, you cancel it. If you do like it, there's an option to get lower than the 97. So just click on cancel membership. And when you go to cancel, you'll get a downsell. So it says, are you sure you want to cancel? We can give you 67 and a $37 option. Obviously, you will not be allowed to have the 20 funnels that the $97 fee allows, but you can have, with $37, they allow you to have 5 funnels, and then the other one, I don't know, I believe maybe 10 funnels. So just check it out, try that. There's nothing to lose, right? Try it 14 days, and I'm sure you will love it. Okay, everybody, thank you very much for your time. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope this was beneficial to somebody. Now just go out there and do whatever you got to do to make some profit.